You're listening to the best of the morning blues on Hot 103 Jams.
Praying that you had a safe and beautiful weekend and all the other positive adjectives that I can come up with. My weekend was kind of chill. Got a chance to pop up for Layla Atkins' graduation party. Congratulations, Layla. And she got that full ride to UMKC. Look at that. Going in and leaving college debt-free. That's definitely a blessing. And last night at the Gym Theater on 18th and Vine, we had the Becoming Miss Juneteenth pageant. So many talented young ladies came through and did their thing, but there was only one queen, and her name is Mrs. Phoenix Watson. And I got the opportunity to holler at her after becoming Miss Juneteenth KC.
I'm here with Phoenix Watson just minutes after she won Miss Juneteenth. How does it feel?
It feels honestly amazing.
Yeah. How does your family celebrate you?
They cheer me on constantly.
How did they help in your journey?
By always being there for me, taking me to all of our morning sessions that we have.
What school are you repping?
Raytown High School.
What class?
Class of 2023, just graduated today.
Ooh, congratulations, and I can't wait to see you go to Galveston to represent Kansas City. You ready for that?
I sure am.
Going right to town, Miss National Juneteenth. That's what I'm going to call it. But right now, she's KC Juneteenth, Miss Phoenix Watson. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822 today. Look for highs to reach the upper 70s / lower 80s, somewhere around there. Sunny skies. It'll be pleasant. Currently, you're sunny and 57 and beautiful at the Grandview Triangle. So do y'all remember when Kylie Williams from 3LW made these comments in June of 2021?
When I was in 3LW, for like a hot second, I had an entanglement with Mario.
Oh, that's cute.
That is cute.
That's real
that
cute.
Is so
R&B
cute.
Entanglement.
And all the members of B2K.
Okay. She said one and then gave us...
All of them?
An extra three people.
Yikes. Well, in a recent podcast, Raz B is confirmed that he was involved in that entanglement.
I love y'all. I feel really good. And 3LW does have some good.
I wanted to ask you about it, but you said keep it cute.
Oh, Robinson promises.
And she did text me, and she told me she got on my Instagram after that. She said, "Don't lie." And whoever said I was lying on my,
he said you never spoke on it.
I mean, kinda. Well, I mean, that was our destiny child. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of Raz B, fans were surprised this past weekend when he took to social media and recanted his molestation allegations against his cousin and former manager Chris Stokes. Yeah, Raz B probably need to seek some more counseling with that situation. That's probably a deep, deep, deep trauma he has. Black China is opening up about receiving her doctorate.
So anybody can get a doctorate degrees. Like Oprah had got one, Denzel Washington, and a few other people. So it's a college that, it's different colleges that can nominate you. Okay. And they go out and they advocate for you, everything that you've done, like in your career. And then you're granted it from that college. And it just so happens to be a Bible college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just on the podcast, it was like you paid for it, you didn't really attend.
Oh, no. No.
So.
Definitely didn't pay for it. And I'll be walking in June.
And according to TMZ, Jay-Z and Beyonce just bought a new home in Malibu, and it is the most expensive home in the history of California. So this home basically is the equal purchase of a stadium in the 80s. They purchased this home for $200 million, fam.
Damn.
And you know what the mind-blowing thing about this? That's probably not even their home. That's probably like their side home. It is no longer a hard knock life for Jay-Z.
What a money reside. Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Some people will agree with you, and some people won't. And in most cases, there's nothing you can do to change that. Some people will like you, admire you, respect you, and others won't. That will be the case no matter what you do. Yes, you can strive to impress and accommodate people in an effort to gain their favor. But such overt desperation is unlikely to earn any agreement or genuine respect. Your best option is to simply be your authentic self. You cannot force everyone to admire you, but you can enable people to see who you truly are. Some people are never going to resonate with you, yet many people will appreciate and admire you for being open and honest about who you are. Do and say what's real, what's true, what's in line with your values, your preferences, your passions. The most impressive thing you can ever do is to live as who you are. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It's Sauce. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Make Sauce go crazy.
Get it ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door. Now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Get it ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids because I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them. Get it ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Get it ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them have a good grade. It's a must.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B. Woo! On the Morning Grind, 656. Today, look for highs to reach the upper 70s. Sunny skies, currently it's sunny at 55 in Overland Park. Max Sauce holding our KC kids down. And shout out to Washington High School, J.C. Harmon High School, and Wyandotte High School for crossing that stage yesterday and accomplishing your dreams. Congratulations, y'all. Keep it locked. We got Dr. Jennifer Collier, superintendent from Kansas City Public Schools. She'll be joining me to talk about the future of KCPS on the Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It is graduation season, and KCPS recently just wrapped up all their graduations. Of course, you know, they had to save the best for last. They had to save Northeast as being the last one, you know what I'm saying? But to talk to me about what's ahead for the future for KCPS, I have Superintendent Dr. Jennifer Collier. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing awesome this morning. Thank you for having me. Good.
Thank you for making time in your busy schedule. What are some of the new challenges as being a superintendent you didn't expect to see when you first got the job?
Well, I don't know if I had a lot of surprises. I think one of the benefits that I have as a leader here is that I have been a part of KCPS for 23 years. And so I've gotten accustomed to this community and our district, of course. But I think some of the challenges that we are seeing is just the continued need for social emotional support for our students and for our staff. You know, coming out of the pandemic back to in-person learning, we can see there's just a great need for social emotional support as students are still dealing with lots of traumas. And then also I think the greatest academic challenge that we're looking at this point is really around literacy. You know, coming out of the pandemic, we saw that there was some learning stagnation. Some people call it learning loss, but there's a lot of work that we have to do to make sure we catch students up and then continue to accelerate their learning. So I think literacy, the area of math, just overall student performance, I think, is something that we're, as a district, we know that we're going to continue to focus on. And we started doing some of that already this year. But as we move into the future, we're going to even just laser focus even more on that literacy piece, making sure that all of our students are readers, writers, effective communicators, and really setting them up for the future that they deserve.
Dr. Collier, how can parents and guardians help our teachers and faculty out with trying to instill a learning culture, not just at school, but outside of school too?
That's a good point you raised. That's actually a topic that I've been really looking at a lot in terms of what the family engagement piece can look like, and more importantly, what it looks like to support student learning. Parents, I think many times they can just, you know, communicate with their school, find out from their teacher, you know, what the students are learning. And then on our side of it, we are actually having these conversations with our staff and our teams about us being intentional about reaching out and sharing with families what they can do to help support their students. Also, I think that it's that as an educational system, we have to make sure that we are equipping our parents and families with the tools and the skill that they need so that they too can be successful. So like I'm looking at eventually creating a family empowerment center where we're providing all kinds of resources and wraparound services. But a part of that is also making sure that we have adult literacy classes for families and for adults who need help in that area, resume writing and building, and just making sure that the family is strong and intact and has the support it needs, so then that way the family and parents can support the student. I think it goes both ways. There's work that we have to do as a school system to reach out, make sure we're supporting our families, make sure we're communicating with them, but also I think families and parents can reach back out to the school as well and really be partners in this work with us as we work with their children.
It takes a village. On the line with me this morning is Dr. Jennifer Collier, superintendent of Kansas City Public Schools. Dr. Collier, you face new challenges in this era of education, especially with students coming in with so many mental barriers, their socioeconomic barriers. Dr. Collier, does KCPS have any plans or programs for mental health assistance with some of our students?
We do, and actually as a school system, we have probably more support than many districts. We started doing some work even prior to the pandemic to address social-emotional wellness in our school system. We have trauma-sensitive clinicians in most of our buildings. We have social workers. We also stay connected to community resources where we can partner with them and refer families and students that need extra support. So we do have some things in place, and that's what I was saying earlier. We're seeing more and more of a need around that. And also we have supports in place for our staff members because we can't forget them, because those are teachers and those in the school are the ones on the front line working with our students. And I often say, you can't pour from an empty cup. We have to make sure that our staff members, our teachers, have what they need so that they can address the needs of our students. So yes, we are seeing more concerns in that area, and we do have supports in place. But what I will say is, I believe that we can also look at this in a different way. I think that there's some preventative things we can do, some things we can put in place to help our students. And one of those is the elevation of art. For those who know me, they know I love art. And I think art helps students find their sense of belonging, and find their confidence, a place of self-expression. But also, in many ways, it's very therapeutic. I think the more we can expose our students to the arts, really getting into art therapy, music therapy, that is another way or avenue to address some of the trauma and the social emotional concerns that we see. And so I would like for us to tackle it in more than one way and not just wait until we see trauma manifesting and then connect them with the trauma-sensitive clinician. I'm glad we have that and we're going to continue to, but I think we can do some things on the front end to give students other options, give them other things to lean into, give them places to find confidence, places where they can feel good, where they can be successful. And I believe that in many ways that can come through the expansion of arts across our school system.
Dr. Collier, before I let you go, I have to say that KCPS has done a massive turnaround the past several years, of course, by gaining back accreditation, but there's still work to do. Dr. Collier,
yes,
what are some of your goals for the next school year coming up, 2023-2024?
So great question. Yes, we are so proud of regaining accreditation, but like I said, from that moment forth, there is still much work to do. And so part of that is what I was mentioning earlier around literacy. As we strengthen our students in this area of literacy, we're going to see improvements in other areas of student performance, other content areas. And so as a school district, like I said, we're laser focusing in on that literacy, making sure, starting with our early learners, so K through second grade, making sure that they're solid in that area so that they have built that foundation so they can excel in other areas. So the literacy is going to be a focus of ours as we move forward so that we can continue to maintain our accreditation and even exceed expectations around our accreditation. Math will be a continued focus. So this school year, we had five big rocks, and the first was literacy, the second is math. So those are the two disciplinary areas where we're really laser focusing in as a team, as a district, to move our students forward. And then there's a lot of other things I will say that are a part of the Blueprint 2030 academic vision. I don't have time to go through all of it now, and so I would love if people they could take time to visit our website, learn more about what that looks like. But there are a lot of components to that plan that will allow us to accelerate learning and really move students forward academically and place KCPS in a position where people will say, how in the world did they do that? For me, that is my goal as a leader. I don't want us to hang on by a string for accreditation. I want us to exceed what the state expects and what everyone else may expect from us. We're going to do great things here in KCPS. It's going to be a lot of work, a heavy lift, but I'm confident that we can do it, and we will.
So am I, Dr. Collier, and I'm only one text away. Whatever you need me to do, pep assemblies, you need me to come clean up trash by Southeast High School, whatever you need me to do. Seriously, I'm down with it. You got the full support of me and the Morning Grind. Thank you so much, Dr. Collier, for joining me this morning. I appreciate your time. Have a good one. Be blessed. Be safe.
Thank you. You too.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Let's go, Royals! The boys in blue, they are back in the town tonight. A lot of great baseball is planned over the next week. And joining me now from our Kansas City Royals. Y'all know I'm ignorant. I don't spell Royals the regular way. I spell it R-A-W-L-Z. My dog Adam came from the Royals here to talk about what's to expect for this homestand. Adam, good morning. How you feeling, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Now, tell me about the Class of 23 night as we celebrate the graduates all around the town. What's going on this evening?
We're back in town tonight against the Detroit Tigers starting at 6:40, and we're really excited. We've got our first class of event happening tonight, and what that is a theme ticket where families or soon-to-be graduates, current graduates that are graduating can pick up a theme ticket that comes with a City Connect jersey, which is our first ever kind of City Connect theme ticket. And with that ticket, they can customize the back of the jersey to celebrate Class of 23. Or if you're just becoming a senior and want to rock it for an entire year, you can get that Class of 24 put on there as well.
You definitely got me with customized jersey. But Adam, this weekend, the Royals are hosting Faith Day at the K. This is somewhat different than in years past. What should fans expect?
This is another event that we're really excited about. And, you know, if you've attended our Faith Day in the past or our Faith and Family Day in the past, you know we usually do it big. We've brought in national acts in the past, but this year we really wanted to focus on our local community. And we couldn't be more excited to have Friendship Baptist Church and Church of the Resurrection. They're going to kind of be leading the way for our Faith Day this year with some really wonderful performances at the conclusion of the game on Saturday, May 27th. And I would just tell you, we're really excited about those partnerships. And if there are other local faith-based organizations or churches that want to partner with us in the future, we'd love to talk to them.
Speaking with my man Adam Kane from the Kansas City Royals, tell me about Play Ball Weekend and how folks can get involved.
Yeah, Play Ball Weekend is a huge initiative for us and actually for all other 29 clubs across the league. We all kind of do this in unison and celebrate baseball together. But Play Ball Weekend this year is going to be taking place on June 9th and June 10th. And really, the activities on Saturday, June 10th that the community can be involved in and take part in with us. And that day on June 10th kicks off with a bunch of RBI baseball and softball games in the morning. And then we have a big, larger community event at our Urban Youth Academy from noon to 3 p.m. And that'll include hitting and fielding clinics, different types of lessons, food trucks, giveaways, vendors, and a whole bunch of stuff happening down at the Urban Youth Academy that Saturday. And that kicks off from noon to 3 o'clock.
Adam, don't judge me if you see me out there shagging fly balls and all that, man. I got you. And before we wrap up, man, tell our listeners how they can learn the very latest about what's happening at Kauffman Stadium and how to get them Royals tickets.
Yeah, there's two websites I'll point you to. The first one's really easy. It's just royals.com/tickets. There you can kind of see everything going on. But if you want to really hone in on some of the bigger deals, some of the limited time offers, that can be found at royals.com/fan value.
And Adam, if you need me to come out there and, you know, just somebody ignorant on the field. I know y'all don't allow a lot of ignorance at the K, but you can just allow a little bit from me, man. But Adam, before we go, I need you to tell Kansas City what's the number one station for Royals fans in the town.
Oh, I knew you were going to let me do this. It's definitely Hot 103, and hey, don't forget to slam that D.
That's right. Adam Kane from our Kansas City Royals, thank you so much for joining me on the Morning Grind, man. I'm looking forward to coming out to the K this week.
All right, we'll see you out there. Thank you very much.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's time to say happy birthday to those charming, adaptable, perceptive, and the most underrated sign in the zodiac, our Gemini.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Legendary model Naomi Campbell celebrating her 53rd birthday. And the legendary R&B singer Johnny Gill turns 57. Let's take it to the crinid to wish some of our family in Kansas City some happy birthdays. Sending birthday love to Robert Craddock and Erica Brown Lee. Plus happy birthday Kenya Smith and Cassandra Mayo. And happy birthday Michaela Green. Plus everybody else born on May 22nd. Celebrate your day, Gemini.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
Chantel.
What's up, Chantel? How was your weekend?
It was good.
Good. That's what's up. You trying to go see Schmirt August 19th at the T-Mobile Center?
Yes.
And get a little cash in your pocket, too. Finish these lyrics. Let's go.
Mohicans, I always put you on. And blow the spot to the very second I'm gone. Get your groove on. Now that you're tired, I hope your body be pooping. Because we're keeping you moving. That's what we're doing. And you know we're gonna.
Gonna make your finest sign.
Gonna make
you scream my name. Gonna make a promise, gonna be me on you, gonna you and me, we're gonna be.
You ain't heard that since it came out in 98, huh? It's all good. You're going to see Lil Durk, The Voice, coming to the town. Sorry for the drought tour. August 19th. You in the building at the T-Mobile Center, all right?
Yeah.
That's classic B-Shiner right there. Plus, you got your name registered for a shot at $1,000 and some birthday cash. We cutting that check this Friday. Tell the town what's your number one station for hip-hop and R&B.
Hey, Hot 103 Jams with Brian B.
Outstanding.
Your first choice for birthday cash. Dollar bills, drop it down. From Hot 103 Jams.
Pay me too.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.